Our own Greg Sharp is standing by, back in Lincoln, with our very special guest. Greg?
Hi, thank you, JB. Delighted to be joined by Nebraska's interim president, Susan Fritz. Susan, you took over running this university. My goodness, it's almost been 6 weeks. Can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a native Nebraskan. I grew up on my family's farm outside of Crete. I'm also a first-generation college student. I earned all three of my degrees from the University of Nebraska, including my PhD. Then I joined NU as an instructor 30-some years ago, and I just really haven't looked back. I've worn many, many hats: professor, department head, interim dean, and most recently, provost of the university system.
Well, what have the first month to 6 weeks been like for you here?
Well, Greg, it's been absolutely packed. I've been on the road visiting Husker Harvest Days and talking with extension professionals and ag producers. I've also been spending time with leaders and faculty on each of our four campuses, and they're doing terrific work around research and teaching. And as we announced a few weeks ago, there is a diverse group of over 51,000 students enrolled this year, and we want to continue to grow. We've had two major announcements about new university facilities. The first is an $86 million renovation for the Monroe Meyer Institute at the Med Center. This project is primarily funded by private dollars and will transform the lives of Nebraskans with disabilities and disorders like autism. The second announcement is for an $85 million engineering building at UNL, supported by a $20 million gift from Kiewit Corporation that will help tackle Nebraska's workforce shortage. I've also been engaged with higher education and K-12 partners on various initiatives that will create a stronger education continuum, working with state policymakers and the business community on growing Nebraska's workforce, and so much more. The list could go on and on, but we'd be here the entire volleyball game.
You mentioned that you've been out to visit the campuses across the university system. Can you share some of the latest and greatest achievements?
Oh, certainly. I'll actually give you an example from each of our four campuses. My former ag colleagues at UNL have announced cutting-edge research that will help feed a growing global population, like a Fitbit sensor that makes watering crops easier and more affordable. The University at Kearney is helping to meet the teacher shortage. With one of every seven Nebraska teachers holding a UNK degree, we're making a real difference when it comes to K-12 education.
How about UNO and UNMC?
Well, UNO is a national leader in the study of human movement. They received a federal grant that will fund a study to help reduce falls, which are the leading cause of injury in the U.S. And UNMC scientists were part of a recent groundbreaking breakthrough in HIV research, marking a significant step toward a potential cure. Truly amazing work.
Sure is. Well, it sounds like these are areas where the university is conducting some impressive research and also helping to grow our economy.
Without question. I am just so proud to lead one of the top-tier universities in the country, and I thank every Nebraskan for supporting their university.
Susan, we thank you so much for the update. It's been great to get to know you over this last month of 6 weeks. Continued success to you.
Thanks so much, Greg. Good to see you.
There's an update from the interim president, Susan Fritz, here. JB, back to you.
Greg, thanks so much. That was a great introduction to our president of our entire university system. And now we're going to visit with our head coach, John Cook.